News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm David McCollum. 27-year-old Michael Williams has been found guilty of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit a felony, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Williams is the first of four defendants to stand trial in the Oklahoma City drive-by killing of a 9-year-old in 2022. Sentencing is set for early next month. State House members unanimously approved Senate Bill 553, allowing the revocation of a teaching certificate for teachers who do not report child abuse. House member Danny Sterling.
It deals with reporting requirements of educators, potential child abuse, adds requirements for the training of those educators they must complete every 5 years, as well as include consequences to the license of those who willfully and knowingly fail to follow those rules.
The measure goes to the full Senate for consideration. More on these stories at RadioOklahomaNews.com. For the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm David McCollum.
Unexpected events happen all the time.
Sometimes they're world-changing.
About a third of the building has been blown away.
And sometimes they're dangerous.
Flipping over the I-44 bridge.
Severe weather? It's the most common type of breaking news.
There has been extensive damage.
At the locally owned station, it's our priority to give you accurate information.
So you can stay informed and safe.
So you can make your own decisions.
Extraordinary breaking news coverage on Oklahoma's own News on 6.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.